It's Morning Edition on WIOL. Good morning. I'm Brian Moline. Champaign County voters will have two ballot questions on the April 4th ballot dealing with the Champaign County Nursing Home. One would raise property taxes to fund the nursing home. The other would give the county board permission to sell or dispose of it. Illinois Public Media's Jim Meadows joins me with a voter's guide to these ballot questions. Jim, starting off, what can you tell us about the property tax question?
Well, Brian, the tax proposal would just about triple the current nursing home property tax in Champaign County, bringing it up to 10 cents per $100 assessed valuation. Supporters say that would allow the nursing home to catch up on its bills, pay back loans from the county, do some deferred maintenance on the nursing home building, and maybe some improvements a few years down the road.
What do opponents say to that?
They say the county would find some way to get it wrong and someone else should own the nursing home. So let's meet Scott Tapley. He's a banker who lives in Savoy, and he wants the county to sell the nursing home to a private operator. Here he is.
I was on the Champaign County Board in 2002 when the first referendum were put on the ballot for a property tax subsidy and to pay for a new building. I argued at the time that the subsidy wouldn't be enough and that no subsidy would be enough to keep it from losing money every year like it had been doing before 2002. And I've been proven correct. And I state again that even if the new subsidy passes, the nursing home will go right back into deficits and be coming back to the county's general fund for bailouts.
Now, Scott has organized a group called Save the Champaign County Nursing Home Sell. And his group supports the other referendum on the ballot, which gives the county board permission to sell or dispose of, those are the words on the ballot, the nursing home. Now note that's just giving them permission. The county board would still have to vote on any nursing home sale. Tapley says a private operator, perhaps one with a chain of nursing homes, would be able to handle the nursing home's current financial troubles better. Those troubles are caused by slowdowns in Medicaid payments and the slow processing by the state of Medicaid applications.
What does the other side say, Jim? Is there a group organized who support the nursing home property tax increase?
Yes, there is one. It's called Champaign County Care. They have a lot of yard signs out, especially in Champaign-Urbana, and they say all the good things about the nursing home are tied to its county ownership. Now, here's a supporter. She's Kathy Emanuel. She's a member of the Champaign County Nursing Homes Advisory Board. She's a retired hospital executive who says she also used to think that maybe it was time for the county nursing home to go private.
Well, you know, when I came on the nursing home board, that was what I thought. And I've really done a 180 since I've been involved with the nursing home and gotten to tour it. I interviewed all the department managers, I met with family members, and I met with the staff. And the consultant who came in recently that the county board asked to come in, his recommendation was against the sale of the nursing home. And he said, you're not going to be able to have the kind of facility you want, won't meet the needs, won't have the programs that are offered in the nursing home now, and he recommended not to sell.
Emanuel says the Champaign County Nursing Home provides care to more residents who have no money who are on Medicaid, in part because the facility takes in a higher than average percentage of Medicaid residents, and partly because it's, well, the biggest nursing home in the county.
What does Tapley say to that?
Well, Scott Tapley says the Champaign County Nursing Home is big, but it has lots of empty beds and has run below capacity for a long time. He thinks a private operator would get the facility running closer to capacity, and that alone would serve more people on Medicaid.
So on April 4th, the voters will decide on both of these questions, and either Scott Tapley or Kathy Emanuel will presumably be happy with the result.
It's possible they could both be unhappy, Brian. Tapley and Emanuel both say the worst thing that could happen is if voters reject both referenda about the nursing home. That way, the county doesn't have more money for the nursing home, but they can't sell it either. And the county administrator, Rick Snyder, he says if that happens, he'll have to downsize the nursing home to keep it afloat. And that means finding other nursing homes to take in residents and laying off staff.
The two nursing home referendum questions are on the April 4th Champaign County ballot. We've been talking about them with Illinois Public Media's Jim Meadows. Jim, thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
And Jim will also have a posting on this issue at our website, willnews.org, with links to the two opposing groups, Champaign County Care and Save the Champaign County Nursing Home Sell.